Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The DH, Larry Heil. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sixto Lescano. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Travers. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Randall. Batting second. The left fielder, Ken Landreau. Batting third. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Dave Edwards. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting seventh. The DH, Jose Morales. Batting eighth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Rick Sofield. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Pete Redfern. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor strikes out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner bunts towards the mound. Redfern fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landreau. The throw from Moore and he is out, Gantner applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards strikes out. One out. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Twins. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lescano. Morales reaches second base with a double. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morales scores. It's 3-0, Twins. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weiniger moves to second. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-1 in the game. Randall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Landreau hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Redfern, and towards Mackinnon, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-1 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy. Smalley reaches second base with a double. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-1 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smalley scores. It's 4-0, Twins. Dan Boitano now pitching. Rob Wilfong pinch hits for Pete Mackinnon. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong bunts towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Gantner covering, for the out. Edwards moves to second. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Edwards moves to third. Two outs. Glenn Adams pinch hits for Jose Morales. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Edwards scores. It's 5-0, Twins. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adams moves to third. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Sofield hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-0, Twins. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-2 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Wilfong now playing second base. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cooper for the out. Gantner moves to second. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-1 in the game. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gantner moves to third. Two outs. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gantner scores. It's 8-1, Twins. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0-for-1 in the game. Lescano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Landreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Smalley strikes out. One out. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-0 in the game. Wilfong is hit by the pitch. Edwards moves to second. Mike Cubbage pinch hits for Ron Jackson. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Cubbage now playing first base. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-2, Twins. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Landreau. Moore reaches second base with a double. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sofield. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Moore scores. It's 8-3, Twins. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Brewers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. he's got one RBI. Weiniger takes first base on ball four. Adams moves to second. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Adams moves to third. Weiniger moves to second. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Sofield hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Adams tags and scores. One out. It's 9-3, Twins. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-3 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Landreau hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lescano. Landreau reaches second base with a double. Weiniger scores. It's 10-3, Twins. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Landreau moves to third. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0-for-2 in the game. Hile hits a fly ball into right field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0-for-2 in the game. Lescano hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Brewers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Dick Davis now playing left field. Ben Ogilvy now playing center field. John Flynn now pitching. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wilfong hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Edwards moves to second. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cubbage is called out on strikes. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Weiniger hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bando moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Molitor strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Brewers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Sofield hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-4 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Landreau hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-3 in the game. Heil takes first base on ball 4. Cooper moves to second. Doug Corbett now pitching. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into left field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0-for-3 in the game. Lescano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Corbett juggles the ball. That's an error on Corbett. Cooper scores. Heil moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 10-4, Twins. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Brewers 4. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Augustine now pitching. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Edwards hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards short. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 10, and Milwaukee Brewers, 4. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.